Intelligence officials say that so far the interrogation of Saddam Hussein hasn't yielded much in the way of valuable information. But as you've just heard, documents seized when he was captured have. The New York Times reports today, and NPR has confirmed, that in one of those documents, Saddam Hussein warned his supporters about foreign fighters entering the country after the fall of Baghdad. It's another piece of evidence indicating just how wary the Iraqi dictator was of alliances with forces such as al-Qaeda. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
The letter appears to have been written after Saddam Hussein was ousted from power. In it, according to accounts of the letter, he tells leaders of the Iraqi resistance to be cautious of making alliances with Islamic jihadists and other foreign Arab fighters who have infiltrated Iraq since the collapse of his government. His attitude toward these foreign fighters comes as no surprise to terrorism experts, such as Michael Swetnam of the Potomac Institute, who says that despite evidence of contacts over the years, Saddam Hussein's relationship with Osama bin Laden and other Islamic terrorists had always been arm's length.
Saddam Hussein wanted to use the foreign fighters and the terrorists and the al-Qaedas to help him if there was a way to do that, but he certainly wasn't supporting their cause, and he certainly wasn't going to cede any control or authority over to them if they were successful.
There are also reports from the interrogation of al-Qaeda prisoners around the world that bin Laden held Saddam Hussein in contempt, despite bin Laden's call to his followers before and after the U.S. invasion to make Iraq their own battlefield. There is some controversy over how many foreign fighters have actually gone to Iraq. In the first few months of the American occupation, administration sources estimated their strength at several thousand. But now, most reports conclude there are only a few hundred. Daniel Byman, a former terrorism analyst with the CIA, says the document seized in Saddam's capture does demonstrate an awareness on his part of their presence.
The letter certainly suggests that Saddam saw some foreign fighters. It also may suggest that he knew that this was at least a possibility simply because bin Laden and others had said this was something they would consider. So it's not shocking to me that he saw this as something that either was happening or would happen.
Byman believes that as U.S. military intelligence in Iraq has improved, the American estimate of the strength of foreign fighters is reasonably accurate. But even in small numbers, he says, foreign fighters are determined, may be well-trained and battle-hardened from Afghanistan, and can be deadly for American troops. Michael Swetnam agrees.
So they're probably a very dangerous lot, even though there's only a relatively small number.
Daniel Byman says the current intelligence estimate of relatively small numbers of Islamic fighters now in Iraq is no cause for relaxation.
What is of more concern is that in Europe and elsewhere, the Iraqi cause is of great interest to potential fighters. We're seeing that more and more young Muslims are excited at the prospect of fighting in Iraq, and it appears to be a cause that is catching on, much like Afghanistan caught on and Chechnya caught on in the past.
The Saddam letter is bound to fuel the ongoing debate over the Bush administration's stated reasons for invading Iraq. Among the most often cited by the president and other senior administration officials was the alleged relationship between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda, and the possibility that he might share weapons of mass destruction with them. Michael Swetnam believes those reasons are no longer plausible, even though he says the United States had good cause to overthrow Saddam Hussein.
I don't think that the connection was strong enough to say that a big battle in the war on terror was the need to overthrow Saddam Hussein and free up Iraq.
The Saddam letter is just one piece of what U.S. military officers have described as a treasure trove of intelligence seized with him. They say it has helped enormously in quelling the resistance. Recently, U.S. commanders in Iraq stated the number of attacks on American forces has dropped by half since Saddam's capture. Mike Schuster, NPR News.